prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, which means I'm joined by the lovely and talented and ever-enchanting Elisa Profumo. How are you doing, Elisa?
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing good. And we have a really good show planned today.
Yes, we do.
A lot of fun. And sorry we missed you last week, but we'll make up for it this week.
Yes, we will. So
I have to make one announcement real quick.
Okay.
Age Force is giving away 50 60-day free fat burner patch trials. That's a lot.
To anybody?
Anybody.
How do they get it?
You have to send an email to onair@superhumanradio.com with the words fat burner patch in the subject line, your name, address, and phone number in the email. There's only one catch. You must report back to me, good or bad, your experience with the patch. Did it work or didn't it work? That's it.
And you don't have to sign up for automatic...
You don't even have to pay for postage. Just send me the email. The first 50 people that get their emails in will get 60-day free trial. You must use it. You must report back on
it. Do they get all 60 at one time?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And we have to receive the email by...
Is it the fat burner patch? Oh.
Yes.
That plays right into what we're getting ready to talk about.
Yeah, that's what made me think about announcing it now.
Okay. So... I guess there was a new Gallup poll that came out, and Americans are getting even larger.
Go figure.
It's
You just said this the other day. We were someplace, and you said, I can't believe it. It used to be like one out of three or four out of 10 people. Now it's like six people out of 10 people are obese.
It's crazy. Everywhere you look, and they're not just heavy. I mean... They're huge.
We saw a girl the other day, and this is sad to say, but she had her back boobs were actually bigger than her front boobs. That you know how much fat you have to accumulate to have the fat on your back producing what looks like mammary glands on your back that are actually larger than the real mammary glands on the front.
Well, evidently, we live in Kentucky, so we're number 7 in the top 10. So we basically are in one of the worst states as far as the obesity rate.
Yeah, but I want to say something about Kentucky real quick. You give us 3 or 4 more years and we will be number 1. We will work hard to get that title because that's what we are about here in Kentucky.
Okay, so Mississippi tops the list with 35.2% population obese. Second is West Virginia, Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Alabama, Kentucky, Indiana, Iowa, and Missouri round out the top 10. Guess what? Now, when I asked you this, you already know now because I told you, but
right.
The number one state, you did not guess.
No, in fact, I always thought the state that was heavy isn't, it turns out they're not.
You thought that Hawaii had one of the highest
obesity
rates.
And they're not.
No, they're the number one lowest obesity rate at 19%.
And so when I said to you, are they saying what's causing the obesity? And I said it because I was really curious if they assessed that. And you said, yes, they looked into it. And when they looked at Hawaii, they kept using a term called food security.
Food secure and insecure people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so... When I first heard that, I thought, what does that mean? Like, are you secure with your food? Like, what does that mean? But what it turns out is socioeconomically,
they are afraid.
They can afford or not afford food.
So I guess that if you don't have the money, then you overeat because then you think, well, maybe I'm not going to have the money to buy food next week or something.
Which I got to be honest with you. That makes zero sense. Okay. It really does. Like, nobody goes, oh, I'm going to overeat this week because I'm afraid I won't be able to find food next week.
It says here, I'm reading the Gallup poll. It says here that the report reflects the trend that people who are obese tend to have lower incomes.
Okay. And I have a I have a different theory, but let's expose
this. And
this
is what I said to Carl before the break. If in fact you have to go to a fast food restaurant, you don't have to choose a burger and fries. You can choose and a Coke. You can choose water and a salad and chicken.
And I am going to say that this is more of an indictment on the food pyramid than it is on socioeconomic status.
Why are you going to say that?
Well, the first thing I have to do, I can't take credit for this. I have to give credit to the person who actually deserves credit, and that is the actress Alexa Vega, who played Mary in From Prada to Nada, who said, "Poor people only eat carbs." You're laughing, right?
Well, that's funny because I remember that line.
Okay,
yes.
But what Mary, the character in the movie, was pointing out is that poor people only eat carbs because carbs are inexpensive. When you look at what is within the grasp economically of people who are struggling financially. I mean, there's a guy in our building here, nice guy. He's probably like college age. He works for the IT company upstairs. And I happened to walk by the office the other day and he's boiling water. And there's two bags of ramen noodles sitting there on his. I said, "You're not going to eat that, are you?" He goes, "Oh, yeah." He goes, "I eat this stuff every day." He buys it for like 16 cents a package at some big box store, right? He's obviously a young guy, maybe just graduated college, working for this company, trying to pay his own bills. And so he's like, "Okay, where can I save money? I know this is cheap stuff, 16 cents a bag. I can eat 10 bags of this and it'll cost me $1.60 in a day." I said, "Don't eat that. That's poison." I said, "Never mind the fact that the chemicals that they flavor it with, but it's all starches. It's just going to make your blood sugar spike." And I gave him two Quest protein bars. I said, "Yeah, eat these instead." That exemplifies the linkage between economics and obesity. People who are challenged financially choose the foods that this government says should be the largest portion of your daily intake.
You're talking about grains?
Of course.
Okay, so there's some argument that there are food deserts.
And there are.
And there are food deserts. Yeah. We experienced one when we had to go to my aunt's funeral. That town is a food desert.
And I want to say something. It's not just tough neighborhoods. You know, a lot of people think food deserts are like, oh yeah, downtown Detroit, downtown Bed-Stuy, because these are rough neighborhoods and retailers don't want to be there. No, it's any place there is not a good concentration of money. So Tuscola is all farmland.
There's cornfields all around.
Yeah, there's all hardworking farmers there. There are no good restaurants there. There are no good stores there.
It's all fast food.
Yeah.
It's all fast food.
And it's not even that many choices for fast food, quite frankly.
No, but it's getting better because I have an article right here that talks about Target and how, and we all know that Target is trying to go organic. Mm-hmm. And so in this article, it talks about the cereal placement and how they place the cereal and food in the grocery store eye level so that you'll choose that box of
right.
Tony Tiger cereal or
right.
whatever,
right.
whatever the name of that cereal
good.
Is.
Yeah. They're great. What was Frosted Flakes? Thank
Frosted
you.
Flakes,
thank
Tony
you.
Tiger.
You're cute.
But anyway, so they're going to be replacing the cereal and putting it down. They're not removing it. They're putting it down further, and they're putting the organic things at the eye level in Target stores now.
Good.
Which is good because the people who aren't educated and don't know about organic foods, then maybe they'll see that and be prompted to buy that.
Right.
Which is a step up
yes.
from what they're trying to trick people into buying.
I applaud Target. I applaud them for what they're doing. And quite frankly, Kroger should be doing the same thing because Kroger's now has Simply Organic line, which they missed the boat years ago. Kroger's had an opportunity to squash Whole Foods, but they just didn't think that there was a market for it.
Well, in my opinion, Kroger has done a really good job of having produce. Chicken, produce, you know, they even have like organic raisins. And so it's becoming widely available. You don't have to shop at a Trader Joe's. You don't have to shop at a Whole Foods. It's becoming more mainstream.
But I will also guarantee this. In the discussion of how economy affects obesity, the organic portion is not being discussed. It's not because in order to start bringing the organics into the picture, you first have to acknowledge the dangers of herbicides and pesticides. And that is not going to come to the forefront in science at this point in time because no one will fund that kind of research.
Okay. I just want to mention a couple things here that struck me with Hawaii being the top, the healthiest state.
Mm-hmm.
Hawaiians don't smoke. They also have low levels of depression.
And as soon as you said that, then you followed up and said, and why is that?
And I asked you, why is that? And what was your answer?
I don't remember if I even answered.
Well, then I said to you, it's because Hawaii, it's in the sun. They've constantly, they have access to going outside and being in the sun.
Yeah, it's a tropical climate. They get a lot more sun exposure. I'll bet you their vitamin D levels are higher, too, there.
Exactly. Well, they didn't mention the vitamin D component in this article, but the low levels of depression and lower rates of obesity is what they're pointing out. So maybe people need to start taking more vitamin D.
Well, okay, so, I don't want to sound like a pimp here because we make a vitamin D product, and I think there is a value in vitamin D supplementation. But I think epidemiological studies that point to the importance of vitamin D fail to recognize how those populations get their vitamin D. If you're a more active person, you're also getting more vitamin D if you're living in a sunny climate. And sunny climates allow people to be more active, but there is an intrinsic value in being more active and being healthier and leaner, too. We know that. We wear Fitbits to help us monitor our activity level.
Yes.
So being in a sunny climate may provide more vitamin D, but that's not all it's doing. When you live in a sunny climate, number one, you can't hide under your clothes for the whole winter while you're overweight and then just go, oh, in the summer I'm going to lose all my weight. You probably have to stay leaner all year round because it's very uncomfortable being in a hot climate and being fat, number one. Number two, you have more opportunity to be active. It's sunny every day. You get up. I mean, look at this. Look at these. How many days did it just rain?
It's been raining every day here for the past 7 days.
Okay, you and I found a really cool park by the house, and we're like, oh, we're just going to walk here in the mornings. How many days have we walked in the mornings over there?
Just that one.
Yeah, because why? It rained.
It's rained.
But imagine if it was Hawaii weather. It was sunny every day. We would have been at that park every morning walking instead of on our treadmill or at the gym.
Yes.
So I think sunnier climates give people opportunities to be more active, and you get more vitamin D, too.
And that was another thing. Hawaii has a good biking and hiking and outdoor paths for people to use. Just to Colorado, Montana, California, Massachusetts, Idaho, South Dakota, New York, Minnesota, and Connecticut. That's rounding out the top 10.
Yeah. So, but the linkage between socioeconomic challenges or economics and obesity are not that these people don't have enough money to buy the right foods. It's that in order to be frugal, quote unquote, they're buying the foods that are more readily accessible and our government points out are the foods people should be eating, which are grains, grain-based cereal-based foods.
And people need to be educated.
That's going to be a hard thing because you have to it's not enough if a teacher showed up at your home every day and wanted to teach you something you had no interest in learning or saw no value in, you wouldn't listen. So people have to first make the connection between obesity, disease, and diet. I said this the other day with one of our guests. Yesterday, I think I said it. The majority of pharmaceutical drugs manufactured today that are highly consumed today are all designed to mitigate the damaging effects of a bad diet. Diabetes, high blood pressure, which is also related to diabetes, heart disease, cholesterol. It's all a result of bad diet that you have to take these medications in the first place. If people understood that, see, doctors don't say that. They always say, oh, your cholesterol is high, not just because of a fettuccine Alfredo, but your uncle Alfredo. They want it to be a genetic thing. Oh, you have no control over it. You do have control.
Okay, so real quick, I also read an article the other day about how it's a misnomer that salt is the
cause
of high blood pressure. It's
right.
Really the sugar intake.
Yes, of course it is. You want to talk about that when we come back from the break? We can address that.
Okay.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it. The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is Casual Friday. We have to thank our title sponsor, All American EFX Sports. You can get a bottle of VitaDrive. VitaDrive is a specially blended multivitamin designed for hard training athletes for $5.95. That's $16 off a bottle. Go to Super Human Radio, click one of the All-American EFX Sports banner ads. Once you're to the website, search for the product VitaDrive, and then use the coupon code DRJEFF, Dr. Jeff, at checkout, and you'll get a bottle for $5.95. So check that out. Okay, so we were going into the break, and we were talking about sugar is actually worse than salt as far as raising blood pressure.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so
I was just going to say, I have a friend who has been on high blood pressure medication ever since I've known him, 20 years, and he eats zero salt.
But he's also diabetic, and that's what I want to talk about. So he's also diabetic.
He's also diabetic, and he drinks a lot.
Right, okay, so it was thought that salt raised blood pressure through something called hemodynamic changes. Salt is thought to make you retain water.
Yes.
Water is thought to influence the volume of blood in the veins. If you take a hose of a certain size and you try to force more water into it than it can hold, the pressure against the walls of the hose are greater, so you have higher pressure. And it was thought that this was what caused high blood pressure. They've been wrong, and we've been talking about it being wrong for a decade. I mean, this show will be on the air in November, 10 years. I started talking about that lie when I first started doing this show. The reality is that angiotensin-converting enzyme, which goes up, it's produced by the kidneys, because the kidneys regulate blood pressure. Angiotensin-converting enzyme increases in the presence of insulin. Okay?
Okay.
The role of angiotensin-converting enzyme is to shut off peripheral blood flow so that blood flow in the organ systems is optimized. Because it's usually a fight or flight hormone, right? You need to run really fast. ACE goes up so that peripheral blood vessels can collapse. And that excess blood is used to keep the heart pumping and the organs functioning because you're running from a dinosaur.
Okay.
One of the things that raises ACE, angiotensin converting enzyme, is insulin. When insulin goes up, ACE goes up too. So you take somebody whose insulin is chronically elevated. Guess what else is chronically elevated? ACE, angiotensin converting enzyme. What is the most popular blood pressure medicine called? An ACE inhibitor.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. And that is the link between blood pressure and sugar, because sugar, any kind of sugar, a constant diet or grains, right? We just talked about this yesterday with Dr. Spreadbury. You know, those things get into the body real quick. They raise blood sugar very quickly. That's going to raise insulin. That's going to cause high blood pressure.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you eat something that raises your blood sugar that has high glycemic value, like a piece of fruit.
Right.
If you eat it with some fat, does that help?
Slows it down.
Slow it down?
Yes. So, and obviously,
if you have a banana with almond butter.
Yes, that's great. And I'm not suggesting, but you have to have chronically elevated insulin in order for the peripheral blood flow to be shut down constantly to where those blood vessels don't even want to open anymore.
So someone who drinks a lot, then that's a ton of
sugar. Anybody who's doing any type of behavior that is pushing them towards insulin resistance is going to have high blood pressure. And now to prove this point, I have a good friend, African-American guy named Bill. We meet in the sauna at the gym all the time, and he was on I told the story once before. He was on blood pressure medicine, and he was complaining to me. He says, you know, my doctor just keeps upping my blood pressure medicine, and my blood pressure is getting worse and worse and worse. And I said to him, do you salt your food? And he said, no, my doctor won't let me. I said, do you crave salt? He goes, yeah. I said, start salting your food. And he looked at me like I was going to kill him. I said, just try it. I said, just start adding salt to your food and see what happens. And he did. We didn't talk about it again.
And plus he was sitting in the sauna all the time.
Yes, and I explained that to him. I said, you're losing a lot of sodium. He started salting his food. The next visit he had with his doctor 2 months later, he found out that his blood pressure was too low. They had to back down his medication. And now he's off his blood pressure medication entirely and thanks me for it. He says because he started adding sodium to his diet. He exercises, he eats right, okay, but he was losing salt. That was raising his blood pressure.
That's interesting.
And that's because salt plays a role in kidney function, and the kidneys produce all the hormones responsible for regulating blood pressure.
Well, because I had read somewhere about the DASH diet and how they're saying that if you use the DASH diet or follow the DASH diet, it will help with your blood pressure, but it's not because of the low salt. It's because of the low fructose.
Sure. Fructose and sugar in general. The DASH diet is a healthy diet plus an ultra restricted sodium intake. And, you know, I was talking to somebody recently and they were telling me that arterial plaque drops when you go into a vegetarian diet, mm-hmm. right? And I didn't want to debate this with him, but the reality is that, yeah, if you go on a vegetarian diet, you're effectively cutting out a lot of bad things. It's not just red meat you're cutting out, okay? Mm-hmm. Anytime you shift away, anytime somebody makes a dietary change, what they fail to realize is it's not just what they're eating now that's making the change. It's what they stopped eating that was complete crap. And that's why vegans, when they go on a vegan diet, they go, man, I feel so good. Yeah, because you were eating crap before. If you just cut the crap out and kept eating all the other things that you were eating, you'd feel better. But the bottom line here is the DASH diet is a healthy diet, okay, with restricted sodium intake. And it's not the sodium intake that's causing people to feel better and their blood pressure to drop. It's also the reduced sugar intake.
Well, and there's so much research out there now about calorie restriction and how it's the longevity diet is calorie restriction. So you can have a case for that, but then, you know, people who are using the calorie restriction and they're eating up all their muscle tissue.
Well, and
if you do anything long enough, it's going to be detrimental.
Yes, yes. And you know what? Again, you have to be careful that you do something that's hurting 80% of your body because it's helping 20% of your body. You've got to find the middle ground there. A calorie restriction for short periods of time is not a bad idea.
Like intermittent fasting, like we practice.
Well, I mean, tonight at 6 o'clock will be the fourth day of under 500 calories a day that I've been eating. So technically that's considered fasting. And really, as a result of that, I feel really good right now, but I am going to go back and start eating the way I did. The way I'm supposed to tomorrow morning. I wouldn't do this indefinitely because it will start to have bad effects on me eventually.
Right. So for short term, though, it's good.
Yeah, it's a good thing to practice once in a while. Do you want to? Yeah, we have to go ahead and take our break now.
Okay. So when we come back from the break, I want to talk about toxins in the body.
Okay. Okay. So we're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more. Oops. Sorry. Casual Friday. Stay tuned.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to SuperhumanRadio.com.
Advertise.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We were going to talk about the three toxins. We got to talk about this first.
Well, okay, this kind of fits in with when it says doing reps with the weight of the world.
Yeah, right. Apparently, Pat Robertson can do reps with the weight of the world.
Apparently.
This is look.
There is no way Pat Robertson can do a 2,000-pound leg press.
No. And you know what? It's a still image. There's a reason why they don't have a video. Why wouldn't they put a video of him doing a rep?
How much do you leg press?
1,500 pounds for 3 reps. And I couldn't do that tomorrow morning. I'd have to work back up to that because I haven't done leg presses in a long time. But the other day they had some football player on some sports channel while I was at the gym going on and on about how he leg presses 1,000 pounds. This is a professional football player who probably has a 300 or 400 pound squat.
Now, I've pressed 600, so that's only 400 more than me.
Right, and that's what I said. I said, big deal. He's a football player. He should be able to press more than leg press more than 1,000 pounds.
He was probably a really big guy, too.
He was. He was huge. But my point is, so, and you may have seen this go around Facebook. So they were promoting Pat Robertson as leg pressing 2,000 pounds, and they have a still picture of him, and he's got his legs up. His toes are way over the platform.
His toes are way over the platform. There's like the form here is just, there's no form.
And he's got his hands up against his legs and it looks like he's straining. And I gotta be honest with you. I think that Pat Robertson is shameless the way he promotes the nonsense that he promotes in the name of God. He's shameless. And there's a special hell. If there is hell, there's a special section for people like him.
What was it that was going around about yoga, that people who practice yoga?
Yeah, yoga, you're praying to the wrong god or something if you're doing yoga. It could take over your mind.
But anyway, now
because you don't know what you're saying.
Oh,
in
that's
yoga.
Right. It takes over your mind. So evidently he has a new age-defying protein shake.
Yeah, so Pat Robinson's new weight loss challenge includes age-defying antioxidants, age-defying protein pancakes, and age-defying protein shake for a younger you and a healthier heart. So, you know, he's not a stupid man. He figures, how can we enlist new people into our group? I know the big thing that's trending is, you know, high protein strength training. So now he's going to become a health and fitness guru. In fact, on his website, they have request our free booklet for recipes from the Holy Land.
Are you serious?
Yes. And I got to tell you something. This is shameless as far as I'm concerned. It really is. Anything that he's promoting has been promoted within the physical culture community for the past 80 years. And now all of a sudden, Pat Robertson just got the memo? Oh, please. And stop it with the 2,000-pound leg press. If you're going to promote him doing a 2,000-pound leg press, at least have the decency to back it up with a video of at least one rep. I'm calling BS unless there's a video. I'm sorry, Pat.
Okay, just real quick while we're talking about foodies here, Gwyneth Paltrow and all of her knowledge and Tracy Anderson, our favorite personal trainer to the stars.
Yeah, the little Tracy Anderson. I'm Tracy Anderson. I'm 32 pounds.
They are launching their own organic food line.
Yes.
It's named going to be Three Green Hearts, a food line that will offer healthy, all organic, on the go options out of Anderson's East Hampton and Watermill studios. I guess it's not going to be worldwide.
They're giving free vagina steams with each purchase.
It's going to offer beach-friendly meals like fish taco, kale ravioli, gluten-free pastas, and quinoa salsas.
You could get all this stuff elsewhere. Why is she doing this? They, you know what?
Well, that's my point.
Gwyneth Paltrow is being exploited here.
That was my point, that people doing things that they shouldn't be doing. She should stick to acting, like you've said before.
Yes. I mean, she's an amazing actress. She's a beautiful girl. And she's being exploited by this little woman, you know, who wants to take over the fitness industry. This is going to be, I predict a year from now, we won't hear about this product again. It'll be gone. Cause there's so many good products out there.
There are.
I mean, come on. I mean, what niche are they going to fill that isn't already filled?
I don't know. So let's talk about toxins.
Yes, yes. So apparently there are three very common naturally occurring toxins that you may be coming exposed to already. What are they, Elisa Profumo?
Mycotoxins, marine biotoxins, and cyanogenic glycosides.
Okay, so let's talk about mycotoxins first, because I've been actually experimenting with getting rid of mycotoxins in my body.
Yes, you have. And one of the main culprits are
coffee
beans.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm off coffee completely. I'm telling you that Starbucks is poisoning people with mycotoxicity. There's so much mold. The last dozen times I walked into my local Starbucks before I started boycotting them because they were on the grocery association about GMO.
Grocery Manufacturers Association.
The non-labeled GMO, which you guys lost, by the way, in Vermont. As soon as I walk in there, my throat starts to tickle me, like I'm having an allergic reaction. And then once I drink the coffee, I come in here and I clear my throat for the next 16 hours.
Let me clear my throat.
Yeah, there you go.
So long-term exposure can affect the immune system, normal development, or cause cancer.
Let me tell you what's even worse about it. So these funguses that will inhabit your body produce endotoxins that have been shown to damage the brain after long-time exposure. One of them is called aldehyde, like formaldehyde.
Formaldehyde.
Yes, we know it's a neurotoxin. So the more of this mold you have in your body, the more of these toxins you have. Now, let me tell you something else. If you have toenail fungus or you get fungal infections on your skin.
Like, what about like athlete's foot?
No, yes, athlete's foot for sure.
That's
yes.
a fungal infection.
If you get fungal infections on the skin, especially the kind that change the pigment, those of you who get this know what I'm talking about. You go to the beach, you get a really good suntan, but there's this one area of your body that just won't tan. It just stays white. And in fact, when you expose it to sun, it gets flaky and whiter. That is a fungal infection. If you have fungal infections on the outside of your body, you have fungal infections on the inside. And the only way to get rid of them is to use very, very strong drugs like nystatin and diflucan. And I am just finishing up a 20-day Diflucan regimen, and now I'm about to start a 20-day Nystatin regimen. I'm sleeping so good right now that I actually think those neurotoxins were affecting my sleep. That was part of the reason. And I'm convinced it's part of the reason that I have this slightly distended gut and I'm gassy. That's gone now. I'm not gassy anymore. But I'll tell you what did happen.
TMI.
Too much information. I got to be real with the audience because there's somebody out there that's going to go, my God, that sounds like me. The first week of taking Diflucan, I felt like I was running a fever. I felt terrible.
Is it the toxins?
Yes. As these funguses die off, they quickly release all the aldehyde that's in them that they usually poop out slowly all at once, and it hits you all at once. So I talked to my good doctor, Dr. Matt Andre, and I said, Matt, I don't think I can take this medication. He goes, why? I said, because I feel like I've got the flu. I'm exhausted. I've got no energy. I feel like I'm running a fever. He goes, no, that means you do have to take it. I said, what do you mean? It's called hexeremia reaction. And it was discovered by a doctor whose last name was Hexeremia. And it's when this mold dies off, it loads your bloodstream up with these toxins. And sure enough, after about 5 days, it went away. And I'm sleeping better and I feel better. And I can, you even said it, my stomach looks like it's getting flatter.
Yes, it does.
I'm telling you, don't overlook infestation by funguses, especially if you drink boutique coffees.
Okay, so other than coffee, how else can you get these toxins?
Well, moldy cheeses that have green mold on it that you just cut the green mold off and eat anyway. Moldy fruits that have fuzz on them and you just wash it off instead of throwing it away.
Okay.
Mold. It's just mold. Now, most of us have strong enough immune systems to cope with it and sequester it, but if your immune system is challenged, and if you're a hard training athlete, your immune system is challenged because your immune system is being used to recover from your workouts. If your immune system is challenged, these molds can take hold in your body.
Here it says corn and cereal, too.
Oh, yeah. Adele Moussa talked about this on my show a long time ago. It's called mother corn. They used to use it to induce self-aborted fetuses. There's mold that grows on corn. In fact, that's the mold that killed all those Kenyans for the free corn we sent them. And a bunch of Kenyans died because of the mold. They ended up throwing it all away. So yes. Any food that's stored for long periods of time can develop mold. Think about it.
Yes. Persistent organic pollutants, POPs, are compounds that accumulate in the environment and human body. Their known examples are dioxins and polychlorinated biophenols.
And I'm almost positive that polychlorinated biophenols are what they use to spray on fruits and vegetables before they ship them to market.
Byproducts of industrial processes and waste incineration.
Interesting. So is that all of them?
No, heavy metals.
And they occur in, that's in fruits and vegetables too, because it's in the soil.
Mm-hmm. So there are 35 different heavy metals, mercury, lead, arsenic, the list goes on and on.
Is cyanide a heavy metal?
I think so.
If you're taking vitamin B12 that says cyanocobalamin, you are taking cyanide.
Take methylcobalamin.
Take methyl or hydroxycobalamin. Do not take cyanocobalamin.
And on that about B12, if you go to a doctor's office and they're going to give you a B12 shot,
make sure
it's methyl and not cyano.
Huh.
Because Dr. Andre even had the cyano and he got the methyl in after we discussed it with him.
Yeah. Why give somebody something that's the known poison? Even though the body can, quote unquote, excrete it and handle it. Because our bodies are handling and excreting so much crap these days that we're being
assaulted at all angles.
Right.
I posted that thing on Facebook the other day about women and makeup. There's corn and soy and wheat and barley in your makeup.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about how to detoxify your body real quick, or
we actually went 3 minutes over. We have to take our break. We can talk about that when we come back.
Okay, we'll talk about how to detoxify and get some of these toxins out of your body.
And I'm going to tell you the number one way that you need to be doing. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best advanced and real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic, and we putting it on wax.
What is
it's
this?
It's the new style.
This is a mashup between...
Oh, I like that part.
Well, this is Led Zeppelin. But before that was... Why can't I think of their name? The Beastie Boys.
Oh, I like the Beastie Boys.
I know.
That's an interesting mashup.
Yeah, it's the Beastie Boys and Alisa just threw her hands up in the air. Her computer must have just failed. What happened?
It says that it's closing. My Internet Explorer has stopped working. Okay,
that's why I use Chrome.
So we want to talk about how to detoxify from these toxins in your body.
Okay, so you go ahead and list what you feel are good detoxifying agents.
Okay. Hot water, and I drink hot lemon and hot water every morning. And that's a really good way to detox.
Yes.
Okay. Grapefruit.
Yes.
Green tea. Spirulina.
Right.
Epsom salt baths.
Right.
Okay. But if you're going to take an Epsom salt bath, make sure that if you stay in for 20 minutes, you're good. But
if you stay in longer,
your body starts to reabsorb what you've detoxed.
I got to be honest with you. I don't buy any of the Epsom salt bath detoxification at all.
Why?
Because the skin is very good at keeping things out and keeping things in. If that really worked, every time we jumped in the ocean, we would absorb so much sodium, we'd get out 100 pounds heavier. And if it really, really worked, then along with the Epsom salt, fluid would get into the body and you'd get out and you'd be like sloshing. I mean, I just don't buy the whole get in the water and stuff is going in and out of your skin. I'm not saying that I'm right. I just have a hard time swallowing it because the skin is just so efficient at keeping stuff on the outside out and stuff on the inside.
I've heard people say that then when they soak in Epsom salts, that their water sometimes changes colors.
Well, they're a little dirty maybe. I mean, I'm being serious. I mean, you know.
Well, okay. What about like the Pluto water down at French Lick, Indiana? Those minerals.
I think some of those minerals can get in very, very small trace amounts. I'm not saying, because transdermal science depends on things being able to breach the stratum corneum. I think if you sit in something long enough, we know this, that the puckering of the skin causes a disruption of the stratum corneum. Things can get in. I don't think that things can readily just get out. The body is really good about keeping what's in there in.
Okay, so activated charcoal?
Yes, I believe that.
Okay, so like, for example, the Origins makeup makes a charcoal facial.
Yeah, I believe
like
that.
Like a mask that you can put on your face to mm-hmm. get rid of
things
toxins on your skin,
on the surface. Yes,
on the surface.
Absolutely.
So you think that works?
Yes, but I mean, we've heard these lists over and over again. The one thing that nobody talks about except this show, when it comes to detoxification, is giving a pint of blood every 56 days. Now, explain to me any other way to truly detoxify your body other than removing dirty blood and having your body replace it with brand new fresh blood. Everything else is just, it's kind of like one is a nuclear warhead and the other ones are BB guns.
So do you think that eating 2 Brazil nuts a day will help with the mercury levels?
I think it will, absolutely, because it can actually attach to mercury and methylate it so that the selenium can actually help the liver get it out. But you're never going to get as much mercury out of your body eating 2 Brazil nuts a day for 6 months as you would with 3 blood donations in 6 months.
Well, some people can't give blood, so they have to have other options.
Why? Because they're hemophiliac, you mean?
Or they have low iron levels.
An easy one to solve. I mean, stop taking iron. I mean, you know. But no, I mean, I know I'm being a little overzealous about this, but if you really want to get the garbage out of your body, you get the garbagey blood out of your body. It's like, duh. I don't understand why more anti-aging clinics aren't doing this.
So since you gave blood, do you think that's another reason why you're feeling better?
No, I don't think that. I think that the result of me giving blood, I'm pointing
Carl
up.
Carl is pointing his finger at me.
No, I'm not. I'm pointing at the ceiling. I think that I did not have sexual intercourse with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. I think that in a year from now.
I did not inhale.
Yeah, I did. I think in a year from now, the results will be evident because every time I give blood, my bone marrow produces new mesenchymal stem cells. The stem cells that can become anything, any tissue in the body. So I think it's going to take a year to see it. But yes, I am reducing my toxic load every single time.
And postmenopausal women should be doing the same thing.
I say if you're a man, you should be giving blood in your late 20s every 2 months.
And what about women?
Well, they bleed a little bit, you know, every month.
But postmenopausal.
Yeah, no, postmenopausal women for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's really that's like everything else is like dancing around detox. Giving blood is really detoxing the body.
Well, yeah, but in the interim, during the times when you're not giving blood. These are all good options.
I agree. I agree. Absolutely. Were there any more on the list?
Oh, the...
Kaolite clay, I think, is good. Kaopectate used to have actually kaolite clay. And we've talked about this phenomenon of eating dirt. You know, we've talked about that it really does have some value.
All you got to do is go outside and garden when it's windy and the dirt just blows up your nose.
There you go. Exactly.
It's happening to me this week.
That's it. That's actually it. I mean, because you got to be careful what dirt you eat in large quantities because it can have helminths in it. Not Hellman's mayonnaise, Hellmint's, which are microscopic, you know, organisms that can.
And we talked about the dirt being like Prozac and antidepressant.
So just make sure it's dirt that is dirt and not like the remnants of some factory farming process or something like that. And yes, dirt is good for you.
What about pineapple? The bromine?
Bromelain. But bromelain? I mean, if that works, then just take an enzyme. Take enzymes. They have these great enterically coated enzymes that people swear by.
Chlorella?
Wobe enzymes. Chlorella is like spirulina. It's another one of those algaes. It's good stuff.
And you said zeolites?
Oh, no, I didn't talk about zeolites, but zeolites I've heard of before. I was talking about the kaolin clay I was talking about.
Bentonite.
What is bentonite?
I thought you knew.
I don't know everything. I gotta save some room in my brain for Family Guy.
Yeah, I just Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is coming to Louisville.
Yeah.
And they're having tryouts. I think Carl should go try out for that.
Oh, I would lose. Those people are so much better at trivia than I am.
Are they?
Yeah. I mean I could win if all they talked about was science. I probably could win. If they had a science edition of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I'd take a shot at that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, you know, who starred in what movie in 1964 or something like that. You got to know that kind of stuff, too.
Oh, okay. So just real quick here. Evidently, this week, Taco Bell and Pizza Hut have officially announced that they're going to get rid of artificial ingredients. I guess they're climbing on the bandwagon with Panera and Chipotle. Oh, speaking of Chipotle, I just have to tell this story really quick.
Please.
So I went in there to get the lunch. It was like the naked.
Yeah, we get the bowl and it's
the bowl. There's no tortilla. You can get rice if you want.
Right.
You can get
no beans. We
no
don't
beans,
get beans.
Double
we get
vegetables.
Double meat.
Double chicken. Whatever. So they asked me if I wanted. No, I said to there was a girl and a guy, and I said, so you guys are taking all your GMO out of your foods. How are you going to find GMO-free tortilla chips? Because they're corn. And the girl looked at me and said, our chips aren't corn, they're tortilla chips. And I said, but they are corn, made from corn. She said, no, they can be corn or flour, but they're not. They're flour. They're flour.
And they are corn.
But they are corn.
Yeah.
So
I thought that was funny. Yeah.
I thought that was funny. Anyway.
Well, they don't know. I mean, the people that they hire don't probably have no clue about what GMO is or anything like that. So.
Yeah, but anyway, so they said that they're going to stop using, Taco Bell says they're going to stop using black pepper flavor and start actually using pepper.
Oh, my God. What a novel idea.
Can you imagine? That's just the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
Well,
black pepper flavor.
So my daughter and her friend came over the other night for dinner, and we made codfish with fresh lemon and bell peppers and scallions.
Scallions that we got from the farmer's market. They were beautiful.
Right. And we also put lemon and black pepper on asparagus and olive oil, Papa Vince olive oil, and put it in a casserole on the grill so that it could steam in there. And so the little girl said, I love asparagus. My mother makes the best asparagus. Now, keep in mind what I just said. We used fresh lemon, black pepper, and olive oil on this asparagus that we cooked on the grill. And so I says, how does she make it? And she said, she puts black pepper and lemon pepper on it. And I'm thinking to myself, have you ever looked at what lemon pepper has in it? There's no lemon in it.
Mm-mm.
It's all artificial flavors. But that... And she didn't put it together that this has lemon. This is what this is. It's like, but we used real lemon and real black pepper. But this is my point. Going back to the story before about socioeconomically challenged people, this is the stuff they're eating. They're eating this crap food that the FDA says is generally regarded as safe and the government says you should be eating the more of this.
That poor little girl had never eaten fish and she had never eaten mushrooms.
Before. And she's going to be 18 years old.
Yes.
I said to her, so what do you eat? What did she say?
Steak and hot dogs.
No, doesn't like steak.
No, burgers and hot dogs.
Yeah, and I said, you don't like steak and you like burgers? She says, yeah. I says, you know, because she likes a hamburger with the bun and everything else that goes along with it.
Okay, so Taco Bell also says they're going to be removing artificial dye yellow number 6 and blue number 1 from their avocado ranch dressing and their nacho cheese, the yellow dye. I wonder what they're going to use instead.
That's the scary part.
And they're going to be removing the carmine, which we all know is from a bug.
My father.
from their red tortilla chips.
You know,
the thing is, this is what I said to Carl this morning. You shouldn't even be eating at these places anyway.
Yes, and that's my point. I want to talk about that when we come back. I want to talk about, because I commented on Carmela Cierzo's post this morning about something that plays nicely into this.
So we need to read her post.
Yes, so let's do this. Let's take a quick
commercial
Carmela,
break. Hi, Carmela, if you're listening.
We'll be right back with more of Carmela Cierzo.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no
need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrax.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is Casual Friday. So, Carmela Cierzo tagged me in a post this morning where she told a story about being in the Department of Motor Vehicle, I believe, or someplace, sitting next to an old, little old 70-year-old Italian woman
who told her eye appointment.
Oh, okay, eye appointment, thank you. Who told a story, and that makes more sense. They told a story about going blind after being exposed to what is most likely sodium nitrate in the meatpacking factory that she worked in her entire life. And she said that all the people that worked there either have vision problems or skin problems because they have to coat the meat with this sodium-like powder, which preserves the meat for 6 months, and then they ship it to various grocery stores. And this poor woman has been blind as a result of her exposure to this stuff for 18 years now. She went blind 18 years ago, so she's 70 now. And Carmela was explaining how unfair it is that somebody works their entire life for a company and the byproduct is that they lose their vision. I mean, it's terrible. And so Zoa Lindsay commented, you know, something about who eats, you shouldn't be eating processed meats in the first place, which is true. And so I had a conversation the other day about how I'm never going to be a mainstream personality. And the conversation compared me to Food Babe. And I asked this person, I said, what the hell has Food Babe done that is so great? I mean, she panders to the mainstream. And this person said, well, she has done some good. And I says, what has she done that's so good? And she said, well, she got that yellow.
The yellow dye taken out of Kraft.
Out of Kraft macaroni and cheese. And I said, I've been telling people for 10 years not to even eat mac and cheese. Like, my message trumps hers. So why am I not getting any recognition? And that's because I'm telling people the truth, which is more uncomfortable than, oh, you can keep eating that crap mac and cheese. We'll just get the yellow dye out of it for you so you can keep eating that crap.
And it's also the yoga mat that was in the Subway bread.
Yeah, not bisphenol, but whatever that stuff was.
Absocarbamide.
Yeah, absocarbamide or whatever. I mean, you know what? So Food Babe got yellow out, but there's so many other things and so many other reasons why you shouldn't be eating mac and cheese in the first place. It's just stupid. And so my frustration is I won't be a mainstream personality because I tell the truth, and I've even been accused of being polarizing. Con Santuri Davison and I had an exchange on Facebook today in private message, you know, because he says, you know, you like to be controversial. Here's a good subject, which, by the way, was a subject you and I talked about last week, and I'll share with you off the air because we're going to do a show about it. And I don't want to telegraph because we're going to break some ground here. But the truth is, it's not that I like to be polarizing, and it's not that I like to be controversial, but I hate to break the news to the people out there who want to live with their head in the sand, but sometimes the truth is controversial. It's much easier to be the mainstream and go, oh, yeah, you know, you can eat a little crap food once in a while, and yeah, bread's not so bad for you, grain's okay. Now you can have Starbucks coffee, you know, because that'll make me popular, to give people the approval that their lifestyle isn't their fault. It's somebody else's fault. But unfortunately, I tell the truth. This is a gift that I got from my mother. My mother couldn't help but tell the truth, and she ended up burning a lot of bridges as a result of that. But she also had close ties to friends who appreciated the truth. I'll never be mainstream because I'm not going to sugarcoat this stuff. Food Babe will. Dr. Oz will. So there you go. My frustration.
Your frustration?
Yeah, it is my frustration because we could save. I mean, the things we're talking about today won't be addressed in the mainstream for 5 to 7 years. The things we talked about 5 to 7 years ago, all of a sudden, Pat Robertson and everybody else jumping on the bandwagon. Screw all those people. Just listen to this. You'll be ahead of the curve. Do I sound angry?
Yes.
Sorry. Okay.
Okay, so speaking of Khan, he posted a question in regard to the Friday show from May 15th. How does drinking the green tea compare to the green tea supplements? And also, can you drink green tea and green coffee or drink coffee in the same day?
I don't know that answer, but what I do know is that you cannot compare green tea that is brewed, especially organic green tea, which is important, to a supplement. Most of those supplements are designed to standardize certain epigalactitocations or whatever they are, EGCG, and they ignore a lot of the other value of the green tea itself. You just can't compare the two. If you see a study that's done on green tea, you may or may not see the same benefits from taking a green tea supplement. If you see a study that's done on green tea supplements that are highly concentrated forms of green tea, you may not see the benefits that they tout in that study if you just drink green tea. But with that being said, I think it's much wiser to drink green tea, which has been being done for thousands and thousands of years now.
Just make sure, one thing, make sure it's organic.
Yes. And of course, it's concentrating the pesticides and herbicides in it, too, if it's not organic.
I also read on Wikipedia that the ECGC in the green tea is not as bioavailable if you take it orally as opposed to drinking.
So, no, if you take it as a supplement, because you're taking the tea orally as well.
Right.
So if you take it as a supplement.
If you take it as a supplement.
And you know why? Again, that goes to the standardization process. So they're trying to concentrate certain components of the green tea. They don't realize that some of the other components must occur in certain ratios for you to absorb the one that they're trying to sell you on.
Mm-hmm.
So just drink green tea.
And as far as drinking it with coffee, well,
mix it with coffee. Try it, Con. Let me know. Green tea and coffee. You could be the next book.
As long as it's not Starbucks coffee.
Yeah. No, Con brews his own coffee. He drinks it black. So he's a purist. But Con, mix green tea with coffee. You could be the next Dave Asprey.
A bulletproof coffee.
Yeah. You come up with your own immortal coffee with green tea added. Think about it. I'm not kidding around. So there you go. Okay. We have any other questions we need to cover from the audience?
I don't think so.
Okay, so what stories would you like to talk about then, Elisa?
Okay.
Or we could take an early break and you can reload.
No, okay. We can talk about vaccines for a second.
Okay.
California Senate overwhelmingly passed the abolishing the opt-outs.
This is sad. California is an example of a nanny state gone wrong. California is broke. There are people who have money are leaving California. They have the worst immigration process. Illegal alien problem in the country, more so than Texas or Arizona combined. They have more cities that are insolvent and more that have filed bankruptcy already. I mean, when you look at California, this is an example of a nanny state gone wrong. If you want to know why nanny states don't work, look at California. Now, to add insult to injury, people who don't want to vaccinate their children are still going to have to vaccinate their children. I hope they move out of the state, even more people.
It says here that it's because of this whole bill was introduced because of the 136 Californians that were sickened by the measles outbreak at Disney.
You know what no one asked the California legislature before having them railroad the population there? How many of those was 136?
Yes.
How many of those 136 people had been vaccinated at some point in their life for the measles? No one wants to talk about this inconvenient truth. Sorry, Al Gore. That the people who are getting the measles have been vaccinated against it. No one wants to talk about that. And if you do, then they point to something called herd immunity, which is another way of saying, we really don't know. We think we know, but we really don't know. And so much so that the vaccine industry is going, hey, by the way, even if you get the vaccine and you still get measles, it's still good for your immune system to get the vaccine. Well, if it's so good for your immune system, why did you get the measles?
This bill will require children to be vaccinated prior to entering kindergarten.
Move out of California. Leave California to the people who want to be there. If all the people who work and earn livings, who, you know, God forbid you earn a living in California, you should give more of your money to the state. All the people who actually earn a living in California moved elsewhere. It would just leave all the people on the public dole there. The government wouldn't know what to do then.
Medical exemptions are going to be permitted, but
what about religious exemptions?
Exemptions based on personal and religious are not.
That's crazy. This country was founded on religious freedom.
So we have no, our choices or our freedoms are going to be taken away from us now by the government.
If you live in California, if you follow the way, Californian way of life, which California's motto should be, people are too stupid to care for themselves, so we'll do it for them.
The other two states that have no personal or religious exemption laws are Mississippi and West Virginia, the two states with the largest obesity rate.
Yeah, interesting. Two states, probably two states with a very, very high amount of people on public assistance, so they're buying the wrong kinds of foods because the government says, hey, this is what you should be eating. I mean, this is an example. Look, if the government gets to run your life, this is what you can expect.
They're going to address critics' concerns of the ever-expanding list of shots, and the limit will be 10 required vaccines. That's 10 too many.
Oh, you know what? You should have the right. If you can have the right to buy a pack of cigarettes, which kills a half a million people a year in this country.
Or buy a bottle of wine.
Yeah, then you should be able to not get a vaccine. This is crazy. I wouldn't live in California. I'm sorry. I just wouldn't. It's really a terrible, terrible state. It really is. I'm sorry. And where were they with GMO labeling? That they couldn't get on. That shows you that they're in the clutches of large corporations.
Well, the GMO labeling was from the people, and people voted that down, but this was not voted by the people. This was voted by the Senate.
Ah, good point. Good point. Good point. Okay, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Have you tried Carbalin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbalin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbalin is the answer. Carbalin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbalin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbalin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbalin.com. G-E-T-K-A-R-B-A-L-I-N.
BOLYN.com.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Yo, mic check. Yeah, here you go. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing.
Welcome back.
I have a shout out.
To who?
Morgan Freeman.
Is he listening to the show now?
I hope so. Maybe I could get him on as a guest.
Why?
Well, he has converted his 124-acre ranch into a bee sanctuary.
Well, he did play God in that movie with Jim Carrey, so he's a pretty spiritual guy.
He has such a great voice.
Yeah, I know. He's really a nice man.
I love his voice. But anyway, so kudos to Morgan Freeman. We need more people to do that, but not everybody has a 124-acre ranch.
Yeah, but you know what? Just start in your backyard and plant some milkweed and stuff. And a bee sanctuary.
So, milkweed's for butterflies.
Yeah. Con Santori Davison says, no, Carl, not mixing coffee and tea. Coffee is a laxative, and sort of green tea is known as a diuretic. And so he was worried that the combined together, that it would be a little too much. I don't think we talk about things that are diuretics, but they're not really diuretics like diuretics are. You know what I mean?
Like grapefruit and asparagus, both are supposed to remove water.
Yeah, but they let's be honest. How many of us were holding water and well, I'll just take this, and you're still holding water. I mean, I think that these things are at best mildly diuretic.
Green tea.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. And coffee's laxative effect, I believe, passes, no pun intended, after you've consumed coffee for a short period of time. It doesn't have that same effect on you anymore.
One interesting thing he did put on this post is that he's willing to bet that a large portion of people who have coffee makers don't clean them as much as they should.
We talked about this, he and I. I mean, he cleans his coffee maker, and he's right. I think most people just take that little filter and throw it away. And a lot of times, if you make coffee Monday through Friday early in the morning, because that's when you work, but Saturday and Sunday, you kind of like don't make coffee. And then Monday, you wake up and you take that somewhat moldy coffee filter and throw it out and just put a new filter in. You're harvesting mold. Mm-hmm. It's in there.
Well, you just have to use vinegar. Vinegar works for everything. Just clean it out with some vinegar. Run vinegar through it once a week. Or
the other thing is take the coffee grinds out once you're done making the coffee. You can let the coffee stay in the carafe, but get rid of the coffee. It's just that moisture as it dissipates that causes mold.
And you can use the coffee grinds in your garden or in your fruit, vegetable garden or flower garden.
And as an exfoliant, take it into the bathtub and scrub your skin with it. There's people who swear on that.
I read a study, I'm trying to get the author on, about the coffee grounds and how the antioxidants from the coffee grounds, if you use them in your soil, it helps to release some of those antioxidants into your food.
And my grandfather put his coffee grinds on the bases of his tomato plants when I was a kid. I remember him doing that.
I think Starbucks gives away their grinds.
I wouldn't use theirs.
Their grounds, grinds.
There is something I want to talk about, but is there something else you want to talk about first?
Go ahead.
I want to talk about TTIP. So Dawn Blanken, who is a really amazing listener, who has contributed to this show in untold ways for years now, I can send her a question. Dawn, do you think you can find this information? And literally, within an hour, I have like 14 emails with the most concentrated answers to my questions.
Well, yesterday when you were asking her about the TTIP, she put in her email that she said, we must be thinking alike, because she said she was actually typing it up to send it to you when she got your email.
Isn't that amazing? She's amazing. I would like to go to Vermont just to hang out with Dawn Blanken.
Well, I want to go to Vermont because I love that movie.
Yeah.
White Christmas.
Oh, yeah, right, right.
In Vermont.
Yeah. But anyway, so, you know, I've been polarizing on the internet lately because I've been posting lots of political memes, and I'm going to stop. I'm not doing that anymore because it's pissing people off. And I don't want to lose listeners because of political views, because the reality is that I don't like any politicians, not one of them. I think they're all corrupt, and you can't become an elected politician unless you are part of the club, and the club only accepts corrupt or corruptible people. So I am an equal opportunity offender. Republicans, Democrats, they're all corrupt. Now, with that being said, I asked Dawn, I said, I want to do a show about TTIP because there is verbiage in this new trade bill that literally speaks to forcing countries who want to have open trade with our country to accept genetically modified foods from Monsanto. Now, I want to know, why is our government writing legislature that favors any privately held company? Why? And you know why, because let me go back and check my notes of what I said a second ago. Oh, that's right. They're all friggin' corrupt.
They're all paid off.
Yeah. So I want to know about the verbiage. She's gotten it all to me. I want to know which politicians are pushing this through to make this happen. She's sent me the information. I'm going to tease through it and figure it out. I'd really love for her to come on the show and deliver the information, but that's not always possible because she's very busy. She's really stretched very thin. But she would do a better job at speaking to this if I asked her questions, more like an investigative reporter. But what I want people to understand is your politician, whoever you are, whatever party you're part of, on both sides are pushing this TTIP through to force countries.
It was equal opportunity.
Yes.
Both Republican and Democrats on that list.
Those people that my party is the lesser of two evils. No, there's no room for this kind of evil in government. And they are forcing people to buy Monsanto products because Monsanto's crapping themselves right now. Like, oh my God, Vermont is labeling. The writing is on the wall. This is exactly what the tobacco industry did. When the tobacco industry saw that the United States was going to get heavy-handed with them and hold them accountable for the deaths, they just went into the Asian markets and the European markets and said, we just have to emphasize our sales over there. And today, they're still king out there. They just don't do those things here in the United States anymore. So Monsanto is getting prepared to do the same thing, thanks to our elected politicians. That's it.
Okay.
Is there anything else we want to talk about?
Yeah, just a couple more real quick here.
Go ahead.
LabCorp is getting ready to offer online blood testing.
Think about that. That means that people in this audience have influenced the blood testing industry so greatly. Where so many of us are buying our own blood tests now from places like ZRT and LEF, that LabCorp is going, wait a minute, A lot of times these people are walking in with requests to draw blood for these other companies. Let's just do this ourselves. Why can't we just let people start ordering through us instead of requiring a doctor's prescription for these blood tests? I mean, they're innocuous and harmless. Knowing what's in your blood isn't going to hurt you. So LabCorp is getting on the bandwagon. This is a great thing, in my opinion. Great.
I agree.
And you know what? It's going to make doctors open their eyes and insurance companies open their eyes and go, wait a minute, we're too restrictive on blood work. We're missing out here as well. So this is good stuff.
And then additionally, I just wanted to mention the strawberries that Linda Shafrick put this on my Facebook wall, that the organic strawberries that you're eating and you think they're organic, they're really not.
And how is that? What is
the they're spraying this, they're sterilizing the soil.
So they're spraying the soil before they plant the strawberries.
Before they plant the strawberries. And if you, you know, strawberries are grown, grow close to the ground.
Right.
And what they're using is a product called, it's a toxic chemical called methyl bromide.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're spraying the methyl bromide on the soil.
But I thought the soil had to be organic.
Well, it does. That's
so how can they put organic on the strawberries?
Methyl bromide may be a naturally occurring compound. Don't forget, anything that occurs naturally is considered organic, right? If it's not man-made, if it's not synthesized in a lab, then you can use it.
Here it says that a truly organic approach to growing strawberries is rotating strawberries with other crops like broccoli. Broccoli is a natural fungicide and protects strawberries.
Okay, so here you go. Methyl bromide is an organobromine compound, which means it's organic. It is organic. It's been used extensively as a pesticide since the early 2000s. So it is considered an organic pesticide.
There's an increased risk of prostate cancer in association with farm workers who have been exposed to the methyl bromide. Was it bromide or bromide?
Bromethane, which is also called methyl bromide with a D. It's actually called bromomethane, which is also called methyl bromide. So what you're talking about is methyl bromide with a D. And interestingly enough, it's made both naturally and human sources. In other words, we synthesize it as well. But since it occurs naturally, I guess even the stuff they synthesize is considered organic. And in oceans, marine organisms are estimated to produce 56,000 tons annually of methyl bromide.
So, should we be eating organic strawberries?
I don't know. I guess we have to do, this will be continued. We're going to have to learn more about methyl bromide and maybe get some scientists on the show to tell us whether or not, just because things are naturally occurring doesn't mean that they're good for you, right? We know that arsenic is naturally occurring, right? There's lots of poisons that are naturally occurring. They're found in soil. So just because, this is my point when things say all natural, that means nothing. Well, we're going to have to tighten up on what we understand about what is organic farming, too, it looks like. And we're talking about that today. This is May 29, 2015 on Superhuman Radio. I predict that 3 or 4 years from now, the mainstream will start saying, well, we just found out that just because it's organic doesn't mean that it's good for you. No, there's more to the story. There always is more to the story. And that's the reason why the mainstream Americans will never follow the show, because it requires you to be thoughtful and diligent and work just a little bit harder than the average person to protect yourself. And that's the truth. Sorry if I offended anybody. Anything else?
No.
We're ending the show a little bit early today for anybody who's watching the clock, because we have some meetings that have to take place right after the show. But we'll be back next Friday with a full-length version of Casual Friday.
Yes.
We have a couple people out there who, whenever I take a day off, they post and say, I didn't know it was a 3-day weekend last week. And I have somebody who's really interested in me. I have a stalker. I don't want to give a name.
Interested in what you do and where
you
are.
Yeah, when I take off. And
I said to Carl, why is this person so interested in you and your schedule?
Yeah.
What difference does it make to this person?
Well,
neither here nor there to this person. I mean,
right.
It's really kind of like a stalker.
Yeah, they wanted to know why I took Friday off last week since Monday was the only holiday. My reply to you is that every other friggin' business person left town on Friday. So, sorry if we're cutting you short by a half hour today. All right, we'll see everybody Monday. We have great shows all week. You're not going to want is next week the Tylenol story?
Yes.
The FDA says Tylenol is safe for pregnant women to use. You're going to want to hear this show next week. If you want to have a healthy male baby, you do not want to take Tylenol while I'm pregnant. So stay tuned for that discussion next week.
Bye.